The co-op has been a refuge for local artists for the last two decades in the city of Harrisonburg. Run by an all-volunteer staff of those same local artists, Oasis features work ranging from photography to jewelry to stained glass and more. And it's a special place in the valley.
You know, you won't find many that last 20 years, especially one that's run by all volunteers. It's hard work. It's hard for artists to sell their work.
Barbara Kampf creates works of art using stained glass on display at the co-op. She says that even through a global pandemic, creating and reaching people through art has helped keep their spirits alive through chaos.
I think our folks at Oasis have been really good about encouraging each other. We have continued to have our monthly shows, which that pushes artists and members to create new things, because if you've got a show coming up, you got to dig deep and respond to that. Our first couple of shows during the pandemic were virtual only, but we opened again in June.
They have been celebrating their anniversary throughout the month of October, holding a unique art show featuring the works of all the former artists who made the co-op a success. The gallery, which is open every day, is a big open space that naturally allows for physical distancing while being surrounded by local art. Oasis offers hand washing and sanitizing stations, requires masks for safe viewing, and are planning special events the rest of the year to celebrate their time in the community.
We will have giveaways throughout the year. On the 20th of each month, we'll draw a name from someone who shopped in the previous month. And each First Friday, we'll have a little giveaway for people who come in to First Fridays.
For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.